Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
I've already started answering some of your other questions for Ask Amy Johnson Anything. That's on both our Facebook page and our show Twitter. And I won't get to all of them before the show is done. But I will answer more of them when I wake up on Wednesday afternoon. It is a sleep day. It needs to be. Because the sleep was at a premium the last couple of days. I had a bunch of stuff to get done, a couple of appointments, including TSA PreCheck, fingerprinted, background checked and approved, and now I'm officially TSA PreChecked. Although I'm not sure I'll get my number in time for the flight on Thursday. So let's see. God, so seven. About 19 hours until my flight out of Newark. I meticulously and, all right, I'll admit, obsessively checking the weather forecast for Thursday afternoon in Newark because there could potentially be thunderstorms, and it makes me so nervous. I just want the plane to get in the air because the plane just get in the air on its way to Dallas before the thunderstorms hit New Jersey, because it's happened multiple times over the course of the summer that there have been rounds of thunderstorms like what we had yesterday in New Jersey. And once the flight schedule gets delayed and pushed back, all freaking hell breaks loose because there are fewer flights, fewer pilots, fewer flight attendants. Just, it's a mess. That's all. Is it too much to ask? Do you think I need to? Well, I can't really go earlier because of the dog and work and everything else, but I'm nervous. Even if I am TSA pre-checked, that does not help my flight get in the air on time, does it?
As long as they don't trick you like they did with me with my flight just a couple weeks ago where, yeah, they got us out on time. Like it was 1:57 Eastern, something like that. We were supposed to take off. And it was like, you know, 1:40 Eastern. We were on the plane on the tarmac and they got us out the gate. But then we sat on the tarmac for about an hour and a half. And I'd rather just wait inside. Like if you're not ready, we're not ready. Why do we got to sit on the tarmac for an hour and a half?
I don't know. I don't love sitting in the airplane. Not claustrophobic, but that can make you feel claustrophobic if you think too much about it.
And they just don't tell you what's going on.
True.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. However, the one benefit to that is when there are backups and delays and you're already on the plane and on the tarmac, true, you are closer to taking off than the flights that have not even boarded to that point. So there is one benefit is at least you're out there. And more than likely, once you're on the plane, now not every time, but once you're on the plane and out on the tarmac, you're likely to take off whenever the runway's open up again. Were there storms?
No, I don't know what it was. It was just, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, things were just still very delayed. And I think the representative just said that they were just behind schedule. There was really no reasoning. It was just that was their excuse. We're just behind schedule.
I haven't flown since March, and I'm stressing about that. I'm not sure what's making me more anxious. The fact that I have not heard from Penny's dog sitter, and I'm supposed to leave my dog starting Thursday morning.
You're covered there.
That's true. Thank you. I'm only going to call you in the case of an emergency, but I appreciate that. And I am going to pay you.
No.
Yeah. Seriously. You don't even dog sit your own dog, but you expect me to believe you're going to take care of Penny with no compensation?
I mean, it doesn't have to be monetary. I could take, like, baked goods or...
Okay. I did just make butter... First of all, I give you baked goods nonstop. Do I have to give you more baked goods?
I always like more baked goods.
Okay, but I do give you a lot of baked goods.
You
so
do?
Could those be prepayment for a
no.
dog?
No.
Ouch.
No. I need new baked goods. Come on. It's business. It's not personal.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll remember that the next time I make a bunch of cookies.
No.
And then all of a sudden, it's business. It's not personal. And so I'll just, it's business. You're going to have to work for them.
No, I don't. That's not how we're doing this.
Oh, it's not? Okay. Well, this is an emergency. So if I do need to call on you, then I can understand why there would be a need for extra, extra baked goods.
Yeah. See, you understand.
Just what if I buy them at a store?
No.
How would you even know? You wouldn't even know.
Come on, I would know.
What if I left you some of your favorite things, like popcorn? Well, you don't eat pasta because I gave you amazing pasta sauce for your birthday last year, and it's still just a paperweight in your room. What if I did, like, just left food and baked goods available for you, plus soda, your favorite?
Yeah, that's a staple.
Jay drinks more soda than he does water.
No, but I do enjoy soda.
There's ice cream in my freezer.
What kind?
Rocky Road.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Okay, well, I hope I don't have to ask you, but my dog sitter is not responding. And I know she's got a lot going on right now, but it makes me really nervous for Penny. So thank you. That's a giant thank you.
Yeah, I'm here on standby.
Okay. I guess if my flight gets canceled, I shouldn't even speak it into existence, though, should I? I shouldn't even speak it into the universe.
It won't get canceled.
It's not. We're going out on time. But on the way to Houston, I have to stop in Dallas. I rarely ever do this, but I had a flight credit I had to use on American. And so now everyone's going to know I'm on American and got to go through Dallas. And oh, no, my stomach is all in knots. This is why I have to take drugs to sleep today. Sorry. It's a little known revelation about Amy Lawrence.
How quick is your connection in Dallas to Houston?
That's a good question. Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be counting the seconds.
Will you? I am already, as I say, answering some of your questions from Ask Amy. Thank you for asking about my trip. Some of you are a little bit too nosy about my future with my significant other. Do you really expect that I'm going to put that on Facebook or Twitter? Jay, how many questions do you think you took from Facebook versus X? X marks the spot. R-E-L-A-X.
On that round, probably 3/4 Facebook, maybe. There were some good ones today.
There were. Well, maybe you give a little love to the Twitters. Are you just mad because now we're supposed to call them X's? There are X's.
There are X's.
There are X's.
I peruse both. I just, you know, no preference here. Just whatever ones I like.
Mm, all right. I did love the Larry Bird question.
You could email me and ask me anything question. I might use it.
You're about to give your email address out on the phone? I mean,
the
phone or the show?
Simple.
Is it?
I would say it's my name and at the company.
I don't think people even know what company. Our company renamed itself.
Yes, they did. Without telling me.
Without telling anyone. They just sent us packages with swag. I would prefer to not take a pay cut instead of having the swag.
A beanie in the mail one day. I was like, who the hell is this from?
I know. Who is this company? And then they made up a word, actually, which is even more interesting. It doesn't matter. It's amazing. Okay. So back to, I mean, it's... Hi, boss. The boss doesn't listen. What am I talking about? The Wednesday morning dawns with a whole lot of money flying around. Do you know I actually included the Brinks truck, backing up the Brinks truck, in my CBS Sports Minute? First time for everything. I got it right, too. It's Brinks, not Binks, correct?
Brinks.
Brinks. Okay, well.
Jar Jar Brinks.
Jar Jar. That is how I will remember it. It's the opposite of Jar Jar Binks.
You
Jay, you are good. Critical. So key. So yes, we now have a new highest paid player in the NFL. We will talk about Justin Herbert coming up because we did an interview with a Chargers insider who wasn't surprised by it necessarily, but explains the timing of it. He just finished up 3 years, is now going into his fourth. The Chargers can pick up his fifth-year option because he's a first-round draft pick. So what's the rush? And the Chargers report for camp on, well, they've already reported, but they start camp in a few hours. So big deal. The timing is significant for Justin Herbert, plus Austin Eckler, thrilled for his dude. At the same time, he is still trumpeting, as are many running backs, about their plight now in the NFL. So we'll talk QB news and we'll get the deets from Chargers camp. A lot going on. Also, I swear, before the end of the hour, DeAndre Hopkins explaining what made him want to sign with the Titans. Gosh, there's so much football. Now it's as though we're in season. Or maybe it's just Bill Belichick, who's already in midseason form. I mean, just a teaser from Bill Belichick. He was asked about a particular player's contract and noticed that he's not giving you anything.
It's football season. Most players play football in football season. Syracuse.
That's one of his favorites. Players play football during football season.
Most players play football in football season.
Do you think he lies awake nights coming up with these things?
It's football season.
Well, it's not actually football season yet, but okay. He was asked specifically about the holdout of Lawrence Guy, and it's like he never misses a beat, ever.
Players report later this morning.
Do you expect him to report?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we'll find out in an hour or so. I don't know. I haven't been in there. They're doing physicals. That gets started here in a few, I don't know, 8:30 or somewhere in there. So I don't do physicals. Doctors do those. So, yeah.
We didn't even need the early part of that, which was an exchange with a reporter about a holdout, and Belichick feigning ignorance, has no idea, as if he doesn't have spies. Stop it. And so he is feigning ignorance about Lawrence Guy and whether or not Lawrence, by the way, who's been a guest here on the show. And at the end he says, I don't do physicals. I have no idea if he's in there, essentially is what he's saying.
I don't do physicals. Doctors do those.
Duh. He's a hoot.
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
He does love that line. Plus, it's football season. Football players play football during football season.
It's football season. Most players play football in football season.
Most, not all. He can't even be cordial and greet people on the first day of training camp.
I really can't control that.
Oh, my gosh. Compare him to Ron Rivera, who's over the top excited about the attitude, the atmosphere in Washington. He even says, oh, it feels fresh because they've got a new owner in Josh Harris.
A lot of it, I think, has to do with just, you know, the feeling that so many people are behind us. You know, it was different. I mean, you know, when you were having to deal with stuff outside of football. Now it's about football. It's like what I said, you know, we're going to focus in on what's important to us, and that's playing the game. So I'm fired up about that. I am.
He is the antithesis of Bill Belichick. So we'll talk more about football and Justin Herbert getting his contract, a little bit from the running backs and DeAndre Hopkins. Also, Jaylen Brown, while we're talking New England sports and Bill Belichick, Jaylen Brown is now the NBA's highest paid player. In fact, fattest contract in NBA history for Jaylen Brown. I get it. It's just next man up when it comes to athletes getting compensated and getting paid, except if you're a running back, then not so much. And Brad Stevens did tell us, when the Celtics were officially eliminated in the Eastern Conference Finals, that they really wanted to keep Jaylen in the fold. Trades away the third member of the Three Musketeers. So Marcus Smart ends up in Memphis. They bring in KP. You can see what he's doing, nearly trading Malcolm Brogdon. They ship out Grant Williams. So definitely trying to come up with A, more length and reach around the rim. Better rebounding, more of an inside presence, which is really where KP comes in. But also recognizing that the last 2 years, they did not achieve their goal of winning another title. And so time to make some changes. But the core is still intact. So Jason Tatum may end up as the Celtics' highest paid come this time next year. But for now, Jaylen Brown is not only Boston's highest paid, but $304 million, the total contract is worth $304 million. You got to pay him to keep him. 70% of the Celtics payroll will be wrapped up in this duo. And they are extremely productive together. Forget all of that chatter about how they don't get along. There's friction there. They can't work together, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they can. And there's not really a but to this. I'm a fan of Jalen in terms of his scoring, in terms of his presence on the court. He's a leader. He's a great compliment to Jason, a two-time All-Star. Is now making more than $300 million. Whoa. Again, not a knock on Jalen, but how many people would say he's the best player on the Celtics? 304. Almost $304 million. At that point, give or take. $304 million. I do think he is one of the players the Celtics can't afford to lose, and they clearly can afford to pay him. That's a lot of money. So richest in NBA history. Those two, the Justin and the Jalen contracts, dropped later in the day. It almost makes the Trayvon Diggs $97 million extension look paltry in comparison. Of course it is not, but that's the danger when there's a comparison. $97 million, because it's not eight figures. It is eight figures. It's not nine figures. Excuse me. I can't even keep my number of figures straight. It's Monopoly money to me. It's whoa. I will say this again, though. I said it earlier. I've said it before on the show. Owners in these respective leagues are Richie Riches getting richer. NBA owners, NFL owners, they're making a lot of money. I have no problem with the players making a greater piece of the pie. As long as the leagues are still lucrative, as long as the leagues are still salient, as long as the leagues are still raking in the revenue and we're seeing it go up year after year, why shouldn't the players make more money, have greater contracts? I mean, have you seen some of the TV deals that these leagues have? And now with the internet, the streaming, there's even more money coming in. So I'm okay with the players making more. It's just, it doesn't compute in my radio salary brain. All right, coming up, some QB news. Great news if you're a Niners fan. And no more Bill Belichick to spoil your morning. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our hump show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You, being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster, demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow the PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Well, that's timely. A little Justin Herbert highlight there as part of the montage. He was in the news and will be in the news again on this Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. This portion of the show brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. We begin our QB news with would say, some positive vibes out of the San Francisco 49ers camp. Remember when Brock Purdy got hurt in the NFC Championship game and then they put off the surgery on his right elbow, his throwing elbow, until early March? A lot of talk about whether or not Trey Lance would start the season as QB1 for the 49ers, but John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, well, they're thrilled to let you know the tide has turned.
Brock's cleared and ready to go. He's been cleared. He's going to be without restrictions. Now, having said that, we're sticking and we're adhering to a plan that's been put in place for some time. And he got after it the last couple days. We upped his pitch count, so it was kind of the peak of the buildup. And so he'll take off day one. And but, you know, we believe in that plan. So he's cleared without restriction. There will be some time off, you know, due to pitch count and all that, sticking to the plan. But the great news is Brock has worked his tail off and he's ready to go.
The throwing plan's a little different. We're never going to have him go 3 days in a row. And so, like, today he threw just with his schedule from the weekend and everything. So today he threw, so tomorrow he won't practice. So the other guys will do the same thing as OTAs. They'll both go with the ones. And then Brock will have practices 2 and 3 to go. Then I'll take the next one off. So keep going that way.
Of course, at some point, sorry, I was listening to Kyle and processing. At some point, Brock will go 3 practices in a row, maybe coinciding with their joint practices against the Raiders, which is kind of funny considering that Jimmy Garoppolo is now a Raider. Brock Purdy, of course, succeeding him as the starting QB for the Niners. And we'll see what the plan is for preseason, but I'm excited to have a healthy Brock and an entire season for him because he was such a great revelation last year and quickly proving, of course, that he was not irrelevant in any shape or form. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. This is kind of fun. Christian McCaffrey and then Fred Warner, one star on either side of the ball, finding out that Brock Purdy would, in fact, be ready and cleared for camp.
That's awesome. I think everybody was fired up, you know, to hear that. It's a testament to him. You know, he's put in so much work. We've kind of seen it from outside the building, but all he's done is work. And so to the fact that he's ready to go is exciting for all of us.
I didn't know that. So he'll, oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, that's... No restrictions.
With the pitch count.
Yeah, know. Yeah. I mean, actually, I'm really not surprised. You know, I've seen the way that he's been working. You know, I've been here training all summer, and I know he's been here, and I think in Jacksonville training too. But I'm not surprised. I know the makeup of how he is. You know, since the moment he's gotten here, it only makes sense that he's ahead of schedule. I'm assuming he's ahead of schedule. I didn't know if that was supposed to be the case or not. But yeah, I'm interested to see how he looks. Obviously, after all his rehab.
I think we all feel the same way as Fred Warner does, interested to see how he looks coming off that elbow surgery. So what does that mean about Trey Lance? Well, he had just told different reporters, including Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area, who joined us earlier in the offseason, that Trey has never been healthier, maybe when he first got into the NFL, but not since he started with the Niners, that he was finally feeling as though he had all of his energy and no more sore body parts and was raring to go. Except Brock Purdy has probably taken that spot at least. Still though, they gotta have Trey Lance ready and given the Niners' history the last few years, they're going to need multiple quarterbacks. Here's Kyle.
He looks healthier. I think his feet look better. I mean, I think sometimes I'm not taking away anything from Jeff, but Trey has put all the work in, and it's awesome that he had a guy that he can do that stuff with, but that's exactly what Brock did. It's what Sam Darnold does. I've never had a quarterback who doesn't do that. They all do that. It's like golf pros. They go to work on things with their swing and stuff like that, and I think the most important time is after the season in that March, April, before OTAs, and it's always extremely important in the 40 days away. Trey's done that the last 2 years. He just went with a different guy this year.
I'm glad for Trey. And maybe it turns out that Trey is pressed into duty in week two or three, the first month, same way that Jimmy Garoppolo was last year after Trey got hurt so early. You never wish that, or I won't speak for you, I never wish that on an athlete at all, but we know that the majority of NFL teams use multiple quarterbacks every season because of injuries or ineptitude. We're going to hear more about the Justin Herbert contract, which includes my favorite clause, the no trade clause. Ooh, that's such power in sports if you have a no trade clause. Think about the Derek Carr situation most recently when the Raiders clearly would have flipped him somewhere else, but he ends up getting to pick because he had that no trade clause. Anyway, now you've got Justin Herbert, $52.5 million per season. And while that's not likely to be the same for running backs, Austin Eckler obviously happy for his QB.
Hello, big money in the locker room. Proud of him. And where are we going to dinner? Take me. Can have brisket.
Where are we going to dinner and where's my new Rolex? Or forget that. Where are we going to dinner and where's my new ride?
Gives him a car?
I doubt it. You can only give so many guys a car. But still, the fact that Austin Eckler is happy for him speaks volumes, I think.
500 yards, you get a car, huh? A little incentive.
And actually, I wasn't there, clearly. But apparently, Justin Herbert showed up in a sleek sports car. Not that he didn't already have it. But now, he can afford double the payments, I suppose. Maybe he can pay it off. Maybe it was already paid off. What am I thinking? Why would an athlete like this have a car payment? Probably not. We'll hear more, a little more from the running backs coming up because they are getting to work, but still obviously caring about their fellow man. All right, one more. And I just can't. Robert Saleh, I thought he was over the top with Zach Wilson and then Mike White. Oh, no, he has jumped the shark with Aaron Rodgers now that they've started camp with the Jets.
I joke around, but I'm serious, too. The guy glows in the dark, so he's a pretty damn good quarterback.
Did he glow in the dark when he was on his darkness retreat?
What hit me in the darkness?
Was he radioactive? Is that what he's talking about? Are you kidding me? Stop blowing sunshine up his ass. Knock it off. He's a human being. I know he's a great quarterback, but are you kidding me? He glows in the dark?
The guy glows in the dark. So.
No, he doesn't. Unless he's eaten some more ayahuasca that he shouldn't be. Maybe that glows in the dark.
There's churches set up across the country that serve some of these medicines and have deep and meaningful experiences. For me, it just came down to,
wanting to glow in the dark?
School best friend and I.
Oh my gosh. He goes on his darkness retreat. He could not glow in the dark because that would have defeated the purpose. Jay, stop chortling in there. It's out of control. This is now your quarterback.
No.
Oh, I forgot you're a Giants fan.
Not my quarterback.
I work with a lot of Jets fans. I apologize. That is so my fault. Please don't tell me that you won't still be my backup to take care of Penny.
Maybe you need a couple more baked goods now, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do, in fact, need to pay for that. I apologize. My stomach's growling because my dinner was not able to be eaten.
I like to eat animals.
Okay. Why? 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 First of all, can Robert Saleh tone it down a bit? He glows in the dark.
The guy glows in the dark.
Remember our question to start the week about which sports figure, whether athlete or coach or GM, that you would like to listen to? Just one for an entire week. No one said Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Not even one person who answered the question.
Bums.
And no one said Robert Saleh either. Although I used to think Robert Saleh was highly entertaining. Now he's gone off the deep end.
He says he's serious, too.
He said, I'm joking, but I'm mostly serious.
What does that mean, he glows in the dark? If he's like, I'm serious, he glows in the dark.
Let me guess, his poop emoji doesn't stink either, right?
Well, we've heard about Aaron's number twos, so.
What, you have? I refuse to listen to it.
I have it.
Okay, if Robert Saleh comes out with that, that's it. He's banned from the show. We're keeping receipts. Isn't that what he said last year?
Yeah.
We're keeping receipts if he tries to tell me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't put his pants on the same way. His pants just magically, he snaps his fingers and his pants are on. That's how it goes.
The guy glows in the dark.
He walks on water. His poop doesn't stink. I mean, stop it.
Glows in the dark.
He's a dude who plays football at a very high level and has multiple MVPs. And yes, he's one of the best quarterbacks the Jets have ever seen. But stop it.
I'm not a dumb jock.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
And that's fine. It really is. It's totally fine.
I mean, no one's ever accused me of glowing in the dark. Maybe that's not a compliment. Maybe it's not a compliment.
I think it is.
You think it is?
It is.
He's just trying to come up with new ways to say it.
I'm just.
What would you do if Andy Reid said Patrick Mahomes glows in the dark?
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
If Dan Campbell said, well, he's not going to say Jared Goff glows in the dark, but if Dan Campbell tried to tell you that Aiden Hutchinson glows in the dark.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
Exactly. Robert Saleh. Can we at least have the man take one snap with your team? Just one.
It's just the fact that he said, I'm serious. Or, I mean, like, I'm joking, but I'm not.
But I'm not. Like, but I'm also serious.
Make me really?
I mean, Daniel Jones might glow in the dark.
Maybe. Maybe.
Robert forgot all about the darkness retreat. That would defeat the purpose.
Okay. That's why he was able to stay in there so long, because he glows.
Because he glows.
How did you find the toilet, Aaron? Oh, I glow.
Ew. Lightning bugs glow in the dark. I like lightning bugs.
There's been a lot of them by me this summer.
Yeah, somehow I had one on my floor a couple days ago, and there it was glowing on the floor. I guess Penny brought it in or something. I'm not sure. That dog. She's going to love you, though. It's going to be amazing.
I'm here.
She already loves you. Okay, coming up, couple of...
Debatable.
Stop it. She does. She just can't hear you. That's all. Couple of minutes with our Chargers insider in the wake of Justin Herbert's record contract and no more Aaron Rodgers. That is a promise. Jay, that is a promise. It's After Hours. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Carter goes in motion left to right. Fakes the handoff to Eckler. Herbert rolls to his right. Now throws to his left. Has wide open. Josh Palmer caught. Touchdown! Chargers! 50 yards. Herbert!
The way Justin played today is what makes him so special. He never flinches. He always keeps his poise. He never loses his belief. Just a lot of big plays.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Gangster quarterback. That's what Brandon Staley calls Justin Herbert. Now he is paid like a gangster quarterback. Matt Smith on Chargers Radio will dive right into it. Our Chargers insider, Eric Smith, joining us on the eve of training camp, at least for him, in L.A. earlier in the show. And I asked him his reaction to the contract news for Justin Herbert and the gangster quarterback.
Yeah, it's a big day for the Chargers. I think a day that we all knew was probably going to happen soon, you know, with training camp here pretty much. I mean, first practice is on Wednesday morning. This was probably it. This is probably the time where the deal was going to get done. I don't think the team or Justin wanted this to linger into camp. You know, Justin is hyper-focused on football. He doesn't like to do a lot of media stuff. And the thought of him getting up there and having to answer more contract questions after he's already kind of done it for the last couple of months, probably not high on his list. And the team, you know, they want the focus to be on football too. You know, camp is here, the season's around the corner. So all football all the time. It's a very well-deserved deal for Justin, I'll say that. He is, you know, beloved in the locker room, a great guy, a stellar quarterback, obviously. So just a great day for the Chargers.
What do you think is the significance of the Chargers paying him now?
That's one aspect of it, right? Like, Justin would rather get this done sooner rather than later from that aspect, like the media standpoint. But also, too, you know, there's, like, the financial aspect of it as well. And I think it's no secret that the price is only going up with quarterbacks. And
right.
We saw that, you know, we've seen it, this offseason, right? I mean, Justin's the third quarterback to sign a big deal this offseason, and each one has gotten bigger than the next. And, you know, Joe Burrow is probably on tap, and his is probably going to exceed Justin's, and that's just how the game is played right now. But like I said, everyone's just happy to get it done now and kind of turn the page and focus on football.
So then heading into camp, what's the attitude, the atmosphere that you anticipate around the Chargers as they kick off 23?
The first day of camp is always fun, right? A lot of buzz, a lot of energy. And tomorrow morning or Wednesday morning, like I expect like a packed house for Chargers fans. And when Justin Herbert walks onto the field, like it's going to be a madhouse. Fans are going to go nuts. And that's just going to be cool to see because fans love him. He's earned this contract with his play on the field. It's just the right move all the way around. And like I said, he can really just focus on football now, and that's important because, you know, Kellen Moore is here as the offensive coordinator, and it's like, okay, let's just dive into this offense, be as good as we can be, and try to take the Chargers, you know, further than they went last year.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Kellen. Definitely want to talk about what could be a metamorphosis in this year, number four. Where have you seen the greatest growth in Justin's game since he became the starter for the Chargers?
It's a good question. Like, on the field, he's always been talented, right? Like, he's put up numbers. You know, he obviously won Rookie of the Year. So he's been putting up numbers for 3 years now. I think maybe his national profile is, like, lessened a little bit from last year. It's just because I don't think people realize how hurt he was. Like, he got hurt in week two and really had to, like, play with, like fractured rib cartilage for a couple months. And I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. And then he, you know, we find out later he had a shoulder injury at the end of the year. It was a pretty gnarly season for him. But even still, like, he still, you know, put up plenty of good numbers and played pretty well. Going into this year, like, expectations are pretty high. And I think he can have his best year yet. One, because he's healthy. One, because Kellen is here. Everything is just kind of lining up, you know, contract, new OC, he looked healthy and good in the spring, so it's just all good vibes.
What does Kellen Moore bring to the table then?
Yeah, based on what we saw in OTAs and minicamp, a pretty explosive offense, and that should appease Chargers fans because, you know, they've been clamoring for like a more vertical passing game pretty much all of last year. I mean, we can all probably agree that the Chargers offense, while good, probably left a little bit to be desired in terms of being a little bit more potent in throwing the ball down the field. And like I said, based on what we saw in the spring, like Herbert was chucking it down the field to everyone. You know, obviously Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are here. The Chargers drafted a first round receiver and Quentin Johnson. So there are plenty of weapons for him to throw to. And he did that like in the spring. It looked great. Like, you know, it was aggressive, explosive. We have to kind of see with the run game because, you know, you can't really judge that when there's no pads on. So we'll get a good look at that soon. But by all indications, as camp gets ready to go, you know, Kellen Moore has done a really good job.
A lot of interesting storylines. You know, the Chargers bring back most of their starters from last year, but of course they ended the season with that stunning loss, the collapse against the Jaguars. And there's more with Eric as part of that conversation. You can get it on our podcast, the Hump Show podcast. The link is always posted on our show Twitter and our Facebook page minutes after the show is done. Renee says on Twitter, by the way, if we were friends, I would totally watch your dog. I mean, that's what friends do, Jay. I'm just, you know.
You're here.
I know. You're the best. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Saquon Barkley is in camp. He gets a bit of a padded, almost said franchise. He gets a bit of, let's try that again, a bit of a padded franchise tag from the Giants. But Josh Jacobs is not yet in camp. And Josh McDaniels with the Raiders talking about that on Tuesday.
I respect every player's right to try to do what's best for them. That's why, you know, the league is what it is in terms of value and contracts. And, you know, those things are personal. We all have to go through them. I understand it. I've said it, you know, multiple times this spring. They all have to do what they think is best for them, you know. And that's, like I said, we all have to do those things in our lives. And I have a great deal of respect for him.
You may remember that Christian McCaffrey was one of the running backs on that Zoom call organized by Austin Eckler going back to the weekend. It featured Saquon Barkley, and Christian was still talking about running backs even as he was getting set for his own training camp.
As far as the solution goes, wish I had an answer. I think just starting the conversation is important and going from there. But, you know, right now it's training camp. It's time for me to, you know, lock in on 49ers football and doing what I can to help the team.
I hope it doesn't fall off by the wayside when they get started. I hope there's some running backs that have career years again, like last year with Saquon, huge year, of course. And maybe that keeps the running back cause in that center ring of the circus, if you will. I did promise you DeAndre Hopkins. I'm going to get to it. Why? Speaking of running backs, did you know that the running back in Tennessee is a major reason why DeAndre Hopkins decided to sign with the Titans?
Derek played a big factor in me coming here. I always wanted to be part of an offense that had a great run game. I know that helps my job, and I know it's going to help his job having someone like me out there. I think, obviously, played with Arian Foster. I played with some great running backs, but Derrick Henry is definitely by far one of the best running backs that I would be able to have a chance to play with. And I think that not just helped us, but the team as well. So, you know, Derrick Henry being here played a very big part of me coming here.
I'm ready to go. I know it's not even August 1st yet, and I'm chop, chop. Let's go. They need some time to warm up and to practice without pads, of course, because that's what training camp is these days. No more 2 days, no more sleeping in dorms. Just, it's not the same anymore, but it doesn't mean your quarterback glows in the dark. He might glow because he's wearing a red jersey, but he does not glow in the dark. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. I've already gone back and answered a few of your straggling Ask Amy questions, but how come you didn't pose this one, Producer Jay? How do you eat corn on the cob? Like a typewriter, left to right, or in a column, up and down, rotating the quarantine? Rotating the what? Rotating the...
That was a straggler question. I did not see that one.
Before moving to the right. I think he means rotating the core before moving to the right. Interesting. And I also keep seeing questions about what if Bob and I get married? Well, maybe that's none of your business right now.
Stay away from those.
Have a great hump day. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!